Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was a king called King Sugriva. Yep, we are going to continue from the Vali Sugriva story. Now, after the fight with Vali, Sugriva is now made as the king of Kishkindha, right? And he is back as king, and Hanuman is his commander in chief. And Sugriva thanks Ram profusely for helping him, you know, defeat Vali. And Ram says, "You're most welcome." And it's at that time that Sugriva says, "Oh, by the way, I never asked you why you were in this part of the country. You know, what you and Lakshman were doing and not dressed in princely clothes." And then Ram tells him the whole thing, what had happened, how he was about to become the king, and then he had to go for Vanvas, and how Ravana came and took Sita away, and now they were going towards Lanka because Jatayu gave them the information. Hearing this, Sugriva is shocked and he says, "Oh my God, Ram, there's no time to waste. The entire Kishkindha army is now going to come with you and we are going to help you fight and get Sita Ma back." And Ram is also very, very thankful for this. Imagine, right? Just Ram and Lakshman, two of them, they were going towards Lanka. They had no army. They know that Ravana has a big army. But now, thanks to what all happened and thanks to Sugriva's kindness, they have an entire army, the Vanar Sena. And the entire Vanar Sena. And so Ram says, "Well, you just became the king. Are you sure about it?" And Sugriva says, yeah, absolutely. There's no time to waste. Sita will be waiting there in Lanka. God knows what state she will be in. Let's go. Hurry, hurry." And so they mobilize the monkey army and off they go. See, sometimes in life, if you make good friends, right? And you don't know if how the friendship is going to turn. But if you are kind to them and if they are kind to you, if they are nice people, if you are lucky too sometimes, then it can be an amazing journey. And that's what happened to Ram and Lakshman. They are no longer just weak, like just two people without much weapons or anything, right? Now the entire Vanar Sena, in this Vanar Sena, there are many warriors, right? There is, of course, Sugriva and Hanuman, but there is also Jambavanta. You know, the bear king is there here. And then the same person who comes in the Krishna story. Yeah, in the Shamantakamani. He is there. Then there is also Angad, who is actually now the Yuvraj of Kishkindha. They are all marching towards Lanka. Now, as they approach, it's a journey, right? It's a long journey. And they do have some chariots and all, but still, the entire army, they have to walk. They go through the forests and they kind of come close. But Ram thinks of a plan at this time. He thinks it's not a good idea to go too close to Lanka without knowing what the situation is. Right? See, Ravana will be expecting Ram to come. What if he has already put some demons out there and we don't know, we get ambushed, right? So he comes up with a recon plan. What is a recon? Reconnaissance is when you go ahead, right? You go into the enemy territory without the enemy knowing, like a spy, and find out what's going on. So he thinks about it and he says, "We have to do this." And who is better? So they're discussing. Ram is there, Sugriva is there, Lakshman, of course, then Hanuman is also there, then Angad is there. And they're discussing who will be a right person. Now, interesting thing about Hanuman is he's very, very, very humble. He never tells anyone, "Oh, I can do it, I'm strong, I'm powerful." He's just sitting there silently, right? And Ram says, "I think Hanuman will be a good choice." And suddenly Hanuman looks, "Yeah, sure, I will go if everyone decides that." And this is a quality of Hanuman, right? He's not showing off his strength, not boasting, "Oh, I can do it easily," nothing like that. And so Hanuman is chosen as the warrior who will go. And it's a risky mission, right? Yeah, I mean, it's a very risky mission because he's going to go into the enemy territory. What if they get him? Then he can even get killed. It's very dangerous. And so Hanuman, with one mighty leap, he decides to go. But before that, Ram says, "Hanuman, here, take my ring. Okay, because when Sita meets you, she is surely going to ask, how do I know that you are Ram's messenger? And so he gives the ring and Hanuman carries it. And as soon as he arrives in Lanka, he realizes that he cannot be just like his normal size, like a giant strong monkey like that, right? So he changes himself, and Hanuman has this power. He becomes like a regular normal monkey, like a silly monkey, you know, like that you see usually on trees, especially in India, you would have seen that. And just an ordinary monkey going around, right? And nobody bothers to catch him, or nobody bothers to think of anything about him. The demons are going about their business. And so Hanuman decides, okay, let me start my search. So he starts searching all through Lanka, and it's not easy. First he thinks, oh, where would Ravana keep Sita, right? Maybe in the prisoner cell. So first he goes there, doesn't find her there. And then he goes and sees in the palace. Maybe she has kept her in some guest palace. No, not even there. Then goes through several parts of Lanka, the market area and all that. And demons are busy. You can already see some of them are preparing for maybe a war coming. Ram is going to be coming. They're getting a little worried. But also they're saying, we're going to defeat them like that. And then, as he's doing, he's also doing a great job. He's taking mental notes. That means he's remembering, where have they kept their weapons? Where are all their supplies? You know? Yeah, he's noticing all that, and he's remembering all that, because this is going to be really, really useful, right, to know. And where is their training, army training camps and all that, he's noting down. And then he's going, he's not finding Sita anywhere. He's getting a little worried, and Ram would have told, Hanuman, I don't want you to stay a long time there. It's dangerous area, and I don't want any doubts, right, to come up. Because Ram's plan is different. He wants to send a peace messenger. He wants to send a note to Ravana saying, we don't need to have a war. Just return Sita and everything will be fine. Okay, we don't want to kill people. We don't want anyone to get hurt. Right, that's Ram's plan. So, but before that, he wants Hanuman to go and do this task. And so Ram would have told him, I don't want you creating any trouble there, Hanuman. Okay, just go find Sita. Talk to her for a few minutes. Find out where she is in Lanka. Right, so that will also help us when we attack, if we have to attack. And come back. And so Hanuman is like getting a little worried. It's getting a little late afternoon, evening-ish time. And he's thinking, man, I better find Sita. And
isn't
so
that unfair, like he's sending a spy to Ram?
Well, so the thing is, it's not unfair, because if you are going to fight an enemy, and it's been decided, we don't know yet if there's going to be a war, right? If it's a war, then you have to collect information, right? And it's part of the war planning. So both sides will be doing this. And so Hanuman is thinking, oh man, it's going to be late evening. And as he's coming, he says, okay, let me try this place. It looks like a park. He sees it's Ashok Vatika. Ashok Vatika means like a park. Ashok is the tree. Ashoka tree is a very common tree in many places you will find in India, especially India and Sri Lanka and those parts of the world. And he sees that there's lots of demons guarding that. And then he sees like a very tired looking, kind of a very simple dressed lady. But still very kind eyes, very gentle looking person. Oh, because Hanuman has not seen Sita at all, right? And he's thinking, oh, this must be Sita. And so she's sitting under a tree looking really sad. So he goes and sits on top of that tree and he's watching. But before he can do anything, suddenly they announce, oh, the demon king, the lord of the netherworld, King Ravana is coming. And he's watching, Hanuman is watching quietly. And Ravana enters and he says to Sita, Sita, I have told you many, many times, Ram is not going to come. I give you one last chance. You better marry me and, you know, become the queen of Lanka. And that's that, he says. And Sita, although she's weak and tired and all that, she's brave. She says, oh, Ravana, you think too much of yourself. And she doesn't know Hanuman is there, but she says, I'm pretty confident very confident that Ram will be here very soon, and that will be the end of you and all the bad things you have done. Laughs Ravana, and he walks away, right, in anger. And then the demons all start like walking. Whoever had come with Ravana go away, but there are still many of them guarding. And then Hanuman thinks, oh man, how do I get Sita's attention? And he comes up with a brilliant plan. As he's sitting on top of the tree, he just starts telling the story of Ram. Once there was a king called King Dashrath, he starts. And he had a boy called Ram. And suddenly, initially Sita is not listening, but then she hears, this is strange, where is this voice coming from? And she thinks, oh, maybe this is some trick that Ravana is doing. Maybe he has sent some demons to do that. But then Hanuman keeps going, and Sita is very curious to hear. He comes to the part where Sita is kidnapped, and now she wants to hear. And at that time, he stops and looks from the tree. And Sita can't believe it, that this is Hanuman. I mean, this is actually a monkey and not a demon in disguise, right? And at this point, Hanuman drops that ring. And seeing it, Sita is convinced this must be Ram's messenger. And says, what news do you bring, a messenger? And do you really have information about Ram? And Hanuman says, yes, Sitama, I definitely do. Don't you worry. Very soon, what you said is going to come true. We are very close. The entire army is with Ram now. Nothing to worry. He's going to come. And in fact, it's only going to be a matter of days, he says. And hearing that, Sita is thrilled. She's very happy to hear. And he says, here, take this hair clip. And she gives like one ornament she has. Not many things she's wearing anyway, but like a small clip she gives. And she says, please take this to Ram. He'll know that I'm fine. And it's my message to him. And then Hanuman says, but wait a minute. I can become really big. And you can just sit on my back and I can take you right now to Ram. And Sita says, no, Hanuman, that's a great plan and I'm thankful to you for suggesting that. But I want Ram to come and end this evil plan, evil kingdom of Ravana. Right? There are many people suffering here. He has kept many prisoners. I want him to free. And Hanuman says, that's also true. And I don't want to create more trouble because Ram has told me that. And so he says goodbye to Sita and he's about to head out. At this time, some demons spot this conversation. Hey, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Catch that monkey. And they run and chase. And Hanuman is interesting, right? If he wanted, he could have escaped. But he says, let's have some fun. Let's see what else they got. And he knows Ram has told him, don't get in trouble. But he's like, hey, a little bit of trouble is okay. And so he kind of lets them catch him, right? And they take him all the way to Ravana's court. He said, we saw this monkey. He's talking to Sitama. And Ravana says, is that true? And says, yeah, of course it's true. He says, what were you saying? Well, I was telling what Sita told you, that your end is going to come soon. What are you talking about? And he says, yeah, soon you're going to be in trouble. You know, I know Ram is going to send a messenger of peace for you, but you better accept it. Otherwise, it's going to be trouble for you. And Ravana is like, she's shocked to hear and this challenge from this monkey. And he says, take this monkey away. Tie him up. And so Ravana's son, Indrajit, right, he takes the monkey away and they tie him up, right? And as they're tying him up, now Hanuman is thinking, oops, maybe I got into too much trouble. I better hurry and get out of here, right? He starts growing his tail. His tail becomes longer and longer and longer. It's unstoppable. It's become so long. And they say, oh, You think you are very funny, huh? You're funny and you can make your tail long. And Indrajit now thinks of a plan. He says, tie him up and let's have some fun. Let's set his tail to fire. And Hanuman is waiting for this, right? Yeah, go ahead. And so they take a piece of cloth and dip it in oil and tie it to the end of his long tail, Hanuman's long tail, and set it on fire. At this point, this is exactly what Hanuman is waiting. he breaks free from all of them and becomes a giant monkey and starts flying. His tired long tail, the end of it is caught on fire, right? And as he's flying, he knows all those places where they have kept all the weapons and everything. He just goes really close to it and dips his tail in that. And that thing catches fire. Boom. And then he goes to another place where they have kept all the tanks and all that, you know, ammunition. He sets that to fire. And some other place where they have kept, like, you know, all their supplies and sets that to fire. It destroys a lot of those places. And as he's doing it, and most of Lanka is now on fire, and the demons are running helter skelter, turn it off, turn off the fire, and they're dousing it with water, and you know, and then
demons are now firefighters.
They have their own firefighting engine, firefighting, you know, whatever unit, and they do all that. But then Hanuman takes one big jump across the ocean. Oh, my tail is still on fire, and he dips his tail in the ocean. Stops burning, right? And then he jumps back onto the other side and walks back to Ram. And Ram says, "Hey Hanuman, what news do you bring?" He's excited to see, and the whole army is excited to see. "What happened to your tail?" "Oh, nothing. Just a small incident," right? And he doesn't really tell a lot, but then gradually he tells them what all happened. And he says, "Sita is fine. She's waiting for you, Ram. Don't you worry. She's totally fine and she's strong here." And Ram is thrilled to see that, you know, that the thing that Hanuman brought. Yeah, that he brought for Ram. And Ram says, "All right, time to give Ravana one last chance. Let's send a messenger." And he does do that. But Ravana, as you know, totally rejects that. He says, "There's no way I'm going to accept that. And there's no way you can defeat me. So, if you still want to fight Ram, I'm ready for it." And so, the die is cast. The Ramayana war is going to happen. And we'll get to that in the next podcast. That's the end of this story, the end.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hope you enjoy.